It wasn't a great night for the Republican Party, losing bids for the White House in a shot for control of the Senate. Republican Senator Scott Brown lost his seat to Democrat Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts. And after beating Senator Dick Lugar in the Indiana primary, Republican Richard Murdoch lost to Democrat Joe Donnelly. Those are just a couple of upsets to Republicans in the Senate. But in the House, Republicans did retain a large majority. House Speaker John Boehner found some consolation in that. And speaking to supporters last night in Washington, D.C., he remained steadfast in his pursuit of a conservative agenda.
The American people want solutions. And tonight, they've responded by renewing our House Republican majority. You know, with this vote, the American people have also made clear that there's no mandate for raising tax rates. And what Americans want that are solutions that will ease the burdens on small businesses, bring jobs home, and let our economy grow.
A couple of months ago, Boehner told reporters that he was not at all confident about the prospects for bipartisan agreement on deficit reduction. Last night, though, he said that the election results were a mandate, as he saw it, to take, quote, steps together with Democrats and independents.
Listen, we stand ready to work with any willing partner, Democrat, Republican, or otherwise, who shares a commitment to getting those things done.
That's House Speaker John Boehner speaking last night.